on the subway. I dug the man digging on me. But the dude was hung up in a mass of confusion as to who I was. He thought he was trying to see.
I didn't know that they were trying.
But you see, me knowing me, black, proud, and determined to be free, could plainly see my enemy. Yes, 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 I know him. I once slaved for him, body and soul, and made him a pile of black gold. Off the sweat of my labor he stole. But his game is old. We broke in the metal hole. Things must change. There's no limit to our range. He can never understand the new black man. Let alone see us every day riding the subway. 8th Avenue, 7th Avenue, 6th Avenue, IND, BMT, IRT. He still has next stop, 125th Street.
Big Apple. New York, New York. The Big Apple. New York, New York. The Big 16 million feet. Nationals, Tom McCann's, floor shine, stepping on each other, rejoicing over the death of one nigga toe. Cold, callous feet trotting up and down synthetic avenues, streets and gardens. Gardens that grow shit. Gardens where putty-faced beings sit emotionlessly admiring bastard flowers. New York, New York. A prerequisite to America, a disguised sin where some brother from that closed southern shit comes to some open northern shit for a vacation. For an opportunity. An opportunity that knocks up sisters and knocks them in the head. For an opportunity that takes him home with dope in the arm and Clairol on the brain. New York, New York.
Right to the core.
New York, New York. New sameness, new food, same shit. New car, same gas without platformate. New love, same neurosis. New installation, same hoes. New hairdo, same minds. New style, same influence. New York, New York. The Big Apple. Where jive madam farmers are running around, shaking hands with all the grassroots people, never getting choked by the grass. New York, New York. Where Queen Liberty, 10 should have stayed.